You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Boom! Yay!
No, I love that part.
Fuck up. Not happening. No.
No. Oh, Ramon. Oh, y'all saw Romy Michelle's high school reunion. Oh, never mind. Hey, you guys. Being is for doing, and we are back giving you another Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Hey, hey, Jason Carter in the hot seat. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. I'm busy collaging a picture for all of you guys to see.
And you are?
My name is Kelly.
Hi, I'm Julie Parton.
And I'm Ashita Onray.
And we're in a new studio this evening. It's more intimate in here. It's like, wow. It's
we're
like,
all
it's
close.
Very intimate.
We're very sweaty.
I feel like it's like, you know, Dateline.
Right.
NBC Nightly
yes.
News.
This is the Grey's Anatomy After
yes.
Show.
Yes.
And if you see more glistening than usual, it's about 85 degrees.
Glistening. The fun we have here at AfterBuzz TV. Grey's Anatomy, one of the best shows on TV. Not arguably. But most definitely one of the best shows on TV.
For and 9 years.
For nine
now?
Years running. And tonight,
gosh,
giving you an
years.
All-new recap on an all-new episode. Walking on a Dream was the title of tonight's episode. And last week's previews showed pretty much what was going to go down. As far as Arizona Robbins and the rest of the crew at Seattle Grace Mercy West. That's a lot of words to say for a hospital. Seattle
definitely.
Grace Mercy West.
It's
going to call it Seattle Grace. Let's keep it old school. Seattle Grace.
Yeah. Yes.
Deal with that. Deal
I'm
with
surprised
that.
They don't shorten it.
Yeah.
Like SGMW.
Yeah, SGMW. There you go.
But the previews from last week, I thought that the bankruptcy was going to be much more of an issue. Like, I thought it meant they were closing the hospital.
Well, I feel like them leading us on in the previews has been an ongoing thing.
That's
this
true.
Season.
I don't know why I keep falling for it. Why I keep thinking this week is going to be the craziest episode ever.
I think they're going to drag it out, though, because that could potentially be a very long storyline, like the whole plane crash thing. Because I don't think that, and we talked about this before, that plane crash is going to go anywhere anytime soon. So I think it's just another way to prolong that.
Yeah,
and just keep it going.
The inevitable, yeah. the because they have to have a smashing finale with this
yeah.
season. Because I mean, no, I don't think anyone's gonna die again.
Actually, I do. Let's save that for predictions.
Okay.
But in this opening, one of the things you were talking about, the plane crash and how the characters are not going to move past it, we see Arizona jogging like an Olympian,
mm-hmm.
right there, blonde hair flowing, more beautiful and happy than she's looked in a while. I mean, besides the wedding, of course.
Yeah, and. Mm-hmm. It's all just a setup. It's a setup and it's a sham.
And we knew it was a dream.
Knew it was a dream because then she wakes up and she ends up in the OR and she's operating and all of a sudden her leg just disintegrates and
right.
boom, she's awake.
Right. And so we see that she's been having these what could be reoccurring nightmares.
This phantom
right. And well,
limbs.
She suffers from what they call phantom limb syndrome. And I did do my Wikipedia homework, ladies
Tell
and gentlemen.
Tell us, doctor.
Yes. And... Can I be, okay, I was thinking, can I be McChocolate?
Yeah.
McChocolate. No.
Chocolate.
But phantom limb is, most amputees go through that at one point in their life. They feel that their limb is still there and it's painful. It's still, they have a connection to the limb that's gone.
So it's psychological.
It's most mm-hmm. definitely psychological. And it happens with 60 to 80% of amputees
Dang.
That go through it. And Owen talked about in the, what am I stuttering? Owen talked about it this evening in the episode that when he was overseas in the war, that a lot of his men experienced that were injured in combat. So, and you can also experience phantom limb syndrome by having your wisdom teeth pulled out as well.
That's really bizarre.
And
not only that, I have lots of fake teeth. I've never phantom missed any of my old teeth.
Did you say
lots of fake teeth?
I learned something new about you every week. Last week you're in a car wreck. This week you have fake teeth.
You know, after I got my wisdom teeth out and I would sit a certain way, I would get like a weird pain in the back of my jaw.
Right.
It was uncomfortable. It was weird. I went to the dentist. Like, there's nothing wrong. It's, you know, there's nothing there. But it's just, you know, this big gaping hole, and it felt kind of off.
It even goes so far as when you have, let's say, an appendix out or a liver transplant.
You missed that? Wow.
Yes.
I do know that we have one viewer who has a missing limb. They've discussed it before in the comment section. We would love to hear from you if you experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but pretty crazy. I mean, Arizona, of all the plane crash victims, I feel like is having the hardest time.
I mean, she got
over.
The. I mean, except for the dead ones.
Aside from the dead ones, yeah.
She got the wrong.
Except for the dead ones.
Poor thing. I mean, she lost a limb. She can't get it on with Callie. She now is having hallucinations.
She's the most changed of the alive victims of the plane crash.
And she saves tiny humans. I mean, they could at least make Karev have drama.
Right.
Not good natured Arizona.
Right. And she's struggling because she wants to be a wife and not be a patient all the
right.
time.
Exactly. Yeah. And she doesn't want to put Callie through what I mean, Callie has been going through this with her and
right.
she even says in one of the scenes that, you know, I cannot let Callie know this is happening because mm-hmm. I cannot put her through any more drama. And I understand that and I get that. And I really my heart went out for her in that one instance because it is hard to be handicapped, I guess. I'm not missing a limb, but I do know it's like to need to depend on someone that's going through something with you, and it sucks, you know, because mm-hmm. you love that person, their happiness means something to you, you want them to be able to live their life, mm-hmm. and you're kind of hindering that, so to speak. So, you know, Arizona, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah. Well, I like that Owen came to her rescue and really kind of stepped it up as far as just being a friend and helping her to get through it, and gave her these different little tactics to use to help her, you know, with the mirror so she can visualize the leg that's missing.
Right.
So she has the two, just looking at the reflection and just trying to retrain her brain to not miss, for it not to be painful for her, you
right.
know, and telling her, you know, that she's not the only one that's felt this way and that it's okay, she can talk about it, and not making her feel bad about it or like there's something wrong with her.
Right.
This is, whenever Owen's character is in that element, that's when I like him the most.
Most definitely.
Because I feel like whenever he first came on the show being this war hero, it was really incredibly interesting. He even had ways of suturing up that were more, you know, acclimated to the war zones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, that is not how we do
right.
it. They're
right.
going
Very
to have
aggressive.
An enormous scar. And there was something so intriguing about that, being able to do medicine in combat, do medicine in the hospital. And I like it when we see that part of his character, because that's what he brings to the show that no other character does.
Yeah, he was like MacGyvering surgeries.
Yeah, isn't it funny, though, that we rarely see Owen, even though he is the chief of surgery now,
mm-hmm.
prior to being chief of surgery, we rarely saw him operate, though. Owen was never in a situation where he was like, give me that limb! Oh my God! I cut an artery. Nothing ever was that traumatic with Owen. And getting back to what you said about Arizona's treatment. Talking to my twin brother today, he's a nurse, and I was talking about pain, and he said that imaging therapy is a way to combat pain because the mind's a very powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, and when he started talking to me about this, I was like, shut up!
Right.
So you want me to envision me? I don't know, shopping to combat my pain in my foot. What? But I tried it, and it works.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, just, you know, some FYI.
So, envision therapy, you just picture yourself better?
Imaging therapy.
You just picture yourself, or you picture yourself doing something else. Anything else other than
right.
whatever is plaguing. Like, if you're, you know, I had stitches, and, you know, I had stitches on my hand, so they don't put you out for that. You know, they just, you know, stuck a needle inside my cut, and I'm watching it, but I can feel them stitch, and I'm such a baby about that, I could never be a doctor. But I have to turn my head and have a conversation about something completely different in order to not, that, like, mess with me.
I love how whenever we talk about the episodes, we relate it back to our, like, filthy little physical problems that we've had. We're like, we know. how those people feel with their
definitely
living.
to not to that extreme
right, not to,
at all.
Not to minimize
just,
their
we're
injuries.
We're just trying to relate to the characters.
And some
but
small
it's
little
up.
Dose
we're like
yeah.
I was sniffling last week.
When I sneezed, I felt like I was missing my leg. But Meredith, getting back to the show though, sorry, Meredith, Arizona, yeah, she did get the short end of the stick. And you're right, Jules, that when Owen swept in, it made sense because he'd been in combat. He's seen people get limbs blown off. I mean, whole bodies mangled. And for them to connect that way was awesome because so far this season, we've seen Arizona connect with Karev and Owen. And that's about it.
But what I really, really liked is that I was reminded of back whenever Owen was training Kepner. And he was doing this whole simulation trying to find out who is going to be the best trauma doctor.
Right.
And Kepner rose above. She was a star. And then in tonight's episode, she got the opportunity to be the trainer. We show that Stephanie is her name, right?
Stephanie Edwards finally got a name.
Stephanie Edwards was like floundering.
And what's so funny, I kept thinking the whole time, she's the other woman, Kepner.
Whoa.
She stole your man.
But whenever that paramedic came on, instantly my jaw dropped. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our new hottie on the set.
Yes, and we'll talk about him in news and gossip.
But Jason said he's not gone. So no. we're really, really excited about this new hottie paramedic guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he has great teeth. I mean, just wow. just wow. So moving along, yeah, Arizona's Phantom Limb. I think as far as that storyline goes, it's going to keep on going. Or maybe another episode or two, because I think they probably remedied the situation when Karev stabbed her in the prosthetic foot with the scalpel, because she was about to lose her sauce in a surgery that she basically was holding a scalpel that could have been life or death. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Karev, stab me. Just stab me. And everyone's like, what? Owen, Karev, if you know it's good for you, go stab her in her prosthetic foot.
And he did it, and apparently he cured it. That's so crazy.
She was like, ugh, so amazing.
You're orgasmic for her, right?
Oh, crap. That stab was... My prosthetic foot has never felt better.
Oh,
I know. We got issues. Yeah. So the patients this week... I mean, this season on Grey's, the patients, they're special. You know, I'm getting really, really kind of tired of seeing the Malawi African people coming back and forth.
But tonight, they had a spin that was brilliant.
Yeah.
Christina was really getting off in the fact that she was getting to do these unique surgeries.
Exotic little mangled humans.
And she was loving it, and she was really, really enthusiastic behind it. And, like, we'll talk about this later in the next section, but that pressure felt like, or that program felt like it was under a lot of pressure. Like, to perform and thrive in this episode. So we had the little African kid with the exotic heart manglement thing. And then the lady from The Office. Did you guys notice that?
Oh, that was
African
the mom.
African woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never watched The Office before.
Yeah, she's been on The Office for, like, two seasons. And it was weird. She just broke out in a different language. I had no idea. She had an
she's
accent,
like,
even.
I mean, she had to learn that. Shonda was like, listen, do you speak any dialect of Swahili or Malawi, Sudanese?
But whenever they brought out the patients, they started out with, I think, four patients.
Yeah.
But one of the patients ended up being only so that we could see the hottie paramedic. But we were like, God, that's a lot of patients tonight. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of storylines we're going to be following.
Right. Well, one of the patients was undergoing a liver transplant and was, and of course...
Well, no, they just came in as a lesbian pregnant couple. We didn't even know that was up with her.
Right. She went into liver failure, so they had to have a liver. They had to call UNOS and... get another liver, which this UNOS is like God, you know. And I love how they have a direct speed dial line to UNOS. Hold on, let me call my girl at UNOS. Shantuiqua. Yeah, girl, I need a liver, girl. All right, okay, bye. You know what I'm saying? Like, just boom. Like, you know, like, let me get a liver real quick. You need a heart?
Right,
are you
right,
good online?
Right.
Well, the thing is, you know, she's pregnant. She's, you know, having a lot of pain. And the thing about this episode is the interns were making a lot of really fatal mistakes in this episode.
Like, literally could have killed people.
Could have, you know, with the pregnant, you know, patient that came in, she needed labs done. A lab was missed, so it took even that much longer for them to find out that she had liver failure. You know, she's pregnant. Her liver wasn't going to last a couple of weeks and, you know, much less time to deliver this baby. So that was very intense. And then they go get the liver, and what happens? Ross is cutting, and he literally screws up a viable liver where this woman now cannot have a liver.
Exactly.
And that's life or death. I mean, that could save her life, and he, just by not paying attention, screwed it up.
What I thought was weird about this episode is that Derek wanted Ross on his service, mm-hmm. and Meredith didn't. Mm-hmm. She wanted anybody but Ross. Mm-hmm. And it was weird that they couldn't work it out. It was like Ross wanted to stay on the case.
He wanted to stay on the case, remember, when he was on the... Because he got scared of Meredith because she told him not to come back without a liver. So he freaked out. So when Joe went to go and switch with him, he's like, no, 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 she's going to kill me. I'm going to... Give me my phone. I'm going to stay on this.
By the way, though, Meredith, let's touch on her real quick in this episode because she was in rare form tonight. Mm-hmm. Emotional, snappy. I actually like this Meredith because Meredith, normally when she's being a biatch... It's like, nah, but tonight it was believable because she's pregnant and she cried. I mean, her eyes must have been blotchy the whole night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in her second trimester, so her hormones are going nuts. Mm-hmm. Crying all the time, horny all the time.
Yep.
Do you have
horny
kids?
I do not. Because of the horniness, maybe I will try.
Well, it was just like, I thought it was hilarious that she kept bawling over these funny things.
Is that what happens when, I mean...
Well, she talks about the fourth trimester always... Do you have kids?
No.
No.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're four non-parents up
in
here.
Yeah. So, but she's in the second trimester, so that would make her how many weeks? Three?
It doesn't matter in weeks. She's like 4 months.
She's four months.
She's 4 months.
Will she be showing by then?
Not really. No, usually...
Some women are, some women aren't. Some women don't pop out till 6 months.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, boom, where did that come from?
But
yeah.
Meredith was still able to... Meredith, one of the things that in her character on the show that is always really good is that she's able to... She's a brilliant teacher. She's a brilliant coach. Mm-hmm. She's very clear and concise and smart and caring. She has a way about her that a lot of the other people don't have. If Izzy was still on the show, Izzy would have that same kind of bedside manner with her intern. She's just very nurturing but stern at the same time. She's like a really good parent, you know?
This is the first moment I've ever missed Izzy. Just picturing her and who she would be now.
I know. Moment of silence for Izzy, you guys.
No, she left. She's not like, only Adele gets a moment of silence, and we already gave it to her.
Well, Adele's coming back on the show.
What?
Just kidding.
This isn't a soap opera here.
Weber's going to start seeing her in dreams and have cancer.
No. So Meredith cries every time she gets upset. So instead of being angry, she cries.
She's a crier.
And she has like the ugly cry face, which I thought was so cute. This is funny. You know, she wants to have sex. She's mad just to go do a consult and she starts to cry. Mm-hmm. And you know, at every turn, she's crying.
And a powerful moment this evening that I was talking to you guys about off the air that I wanted to share with our viewers as well is... Meredith got back on a plane and, you know, mm-hmm. of course, so...
So they messed up the first sliver. And then
automatically,
out of the blue, which never happens, people wait 10 years for livers. They get another one.
She's pregnant, so she was at the top of the list. And, you know, it's all over the country. People,
still,
you know...
it's hard to find
How many people, you know, die every so many minutes? I mean,
and
there's, like, statistics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when they went to go finally get it, mm-hmm. Meredith first refused to get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey... projected a speech at Shane, mm-hmm. which was actually secretly directed towards Meredith. That worked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think the plane thing, I wanted that moment to be like when Christina came back. Oh, Yang is back. Because when Christina came, when the door knocked, Meredith opened the door, Yang was there drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like, yes. It was so wonderful. And now Meredith's getting on a plane that, you know, 9 months earlier, the situation almost took her life. That's traumatic, you know. And
so, what did you want? From
I wanted
moment?
Her to
you wanted more drama.
More drama. I feel like drama. Shonda made that. The writers made that too easy.
I don't really think so because we didn't even see Yang even go to the airport. We didn't see any of that. We didn't see any of that struggle. All we got was that she came back drunk, and that's the only way she could fly.
But we saw the struggle. We saw the struggle prior to her coming back. We saw the drama at Mayo
Clinic.
Right,
which is what they've all been doing. So we've already seen all of that. I mean, honestly, I wasn't that disappointed with it. She gets on, she takes a deep breath, she has the nervous things in her hand, you know, she closes her eyes and it's like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Plus, I feel
and
like
with
Meredith...
with the seatbelt, you know what I mean? It was kind of, I don't know.
She's not the one that deals with stuff. Like, normally she deals with it internally and then maybe has a burst out every once in a while, but I didn't miss it either. I've seen
she had her hand wrapped around a bomb inside somebody's body. You know,
but that was
she's
a
like
younger,
watched
more
her.
Careless Meredith.
You know, she almost drowned. Like all these different things. It's kind of like she bounced. She's a little bit more resilient, I think, than the rest.
She's drama'd out,
and there's only so much, you know.
And
drama
I feel like that's sometimes the best way to deal with stuff
is
just,
you just
to do it.
Jump in, do it, and then maybe after it's happened, you're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. But you know, you did it. You're done.
Like skydiving.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you done it before?
Done it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was
I
like, can you please push me out of the plane already? Let's do this.
I know.
Backwards. Let's do this backwards. They,
yeah, so we, I had to go backwards,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was like, let's do this backwards.
Yeah,
it
was amazing.
Like, one, two, ah!
So the terror is before the jump.
Yes.
I had no terror at all. I was like, ugh. Because you wait all day to go skydiving. You have to wait, and you know, you watch these videos, and you're like, let's just do this. So
really?
And I was like, dude, okay, we're going to go backwards. I want to flip around, spin around, get video camera. I'm on the ground like in 20 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to go home.
Wow. Really? I freaked out when I got in the plane, in this raggedy little plane in Santa Barbara with the little plastic garage door opening. I didn't want to fly again after that. It was ratchet, ratchet. Yes.
Back to the patient.
Okay. So,
we had a brother and sister duo that was Joe and
Jimmy. It was his Joe patient's name was Jimmy.
Which I found their brother sister chemistry forced and irritating. I didn't think it was cute. I have a brother. My brother and I kid around. But that to me just seemed like, oh, him. Oh, her. Oh, we're so mean to each other. Oh, but we really love each other. The whole thing, they didn't seem like siblings. I wasn't a fan of that.
The siblings on in the patient's realm are normally like that. Getting back to an episode of Grey's where they all had a rare stomach cancer and had to get a stomach. Remember the family?
Oh, yeah.
Mike was president of his frat. I snowboard. And then the sister was like, Mike, you're going to have this surgery. You know why we have Thanksgivings? Because the other sister makes sure everyone's dead. It was just this banter.
Right.
So the kids, I mean, that's kind of expected with Grey's. Maybe they need to take a class on how to write. Writing for siblings, you know?
Maybe they don't have a lot of siblings.
I don't think it was necessarily the writing because, like, the banter and stuff, I mean, you got to think about it. Here's a brother and sister that this guy has been living with this big tumor in his brain for however long. He could die at any minute. It's very serious. So other people won't operate on it. And if this was my sister, I'd probably be freaked out too. And the easiest thing to do is fight versus be scared.
Or
so I don't necessarily think that the writing was that bad. Maybe it was overacted a bit and it was too much yelling and that's what was annoying.
Yeah.
Because she just, her voice was so like ear-ripping sometimes.
I mean,
it was
a small
yelling
part of the episode.
That's a good one.
But you know what I mean? She had kind of like that.
And her facial expressions.
Yeah, but I don't think like the dialogue was necessarily too off base. I mean, I think in a lot of tragic situations, it's usually easier to be mad than it is to be scared.
Or forced joking.
Yeah. You know, maybe. But
croaking?
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, we'll see. You know, God forbid you're ever in a situation like that. But, you know, it's just kind of,
I mean,
like, you never
like
know till you know,
anytime
right?
something happens in my family, it's just like, joke. This isn't a big deal. We're all laughing. Who's funnier? You know, just to try to avoid the emotion.
Well, it was kind of like with the lesbian couple. I really, you know, she was, the girlfriend was starting to annoy me. Like, too much blah, 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 blah. Everybody blabs. That's one of the things. Everybody rambles. Everybody rambles all the time. Nobody can just be quiet and let anybody talk. It's like always the one thing with this show is somebody's always freaking rambling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
true.
They never really get the information. We never find out what's going on because somebody's having a panic attack and talking 500 miles a minute.
And that music, that it's like the bongo drums, like you're in the Sahara or something. It's like an African safari in Seattle Grey's. But on a positive note, ladies, all the patients survived.
Yes.
And that brother sister duo that I didn't like, whenever Derek was doing the surgery. And he had the shocks to make sure that his facial muscles were still working, and Joe was helping, and she was being a great sidekick. I really did feel emotionally connected to that story at that moment.
Yeah,
because he didn't move; his face was paralyzed, and you just think all that was going to mean for that man.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But he came out, and it was a positive result on all of them. Mm-hmm. And so we knew, you know, in Graysland, positive results on all the patients. Something bad is coming at
the
end.
It's like Final Destination, dodging death. It's going to get you eventually.
it's definitely the calm before the storm.
And Joe, I like Joe. Joe's one of my favorite interns.
Really?
Yeah. She's beautiful. She's funny. She's great. She's not annoying. I think honestly all the interns are casted perfectly for what they do. I mean, Ross,
he's getting on my nerves tonight.
A little annoying, yeah.
Ross was bugging you the whole time.
He's kind of always bugged me since.
And I'm like, I don't understand.
Really? I've always liked Ross.
I'm a square guy, okay? I'm kind of a little conservative here and there. Ross irritates me. You know, he's just too perfect and too like by the book. Just too many things.
And he talks way too much. And he doesn't... It's kind of one of those things where I want to, like, touch him on the shoulder and be like, take a breath, it's okay.
Right.
Just calm down.
I did like how Meredith put him in his place. You don't get to make this about you.
Yeah. But he still didn't get it. You know what I mean? Like, the expression on his face and all of that, he still didn't comprehend the fact that he literally could have cost this woman her life.
But you guys, remember when he cried about that old guy?
But
that is when I fell in love with him. I think he's so cute.
I think you still like him. You like his character from Friday Night Lights.
I think you have a crush on him.
That's partially it. I'm like, Smash went to medical school.
That's what you're thinking. No,
he rose above his single mom family.
He made it out the ghetto. Edwards, whose name is Stephanie Edwards, because we're like, this shit. I texted you guys.
her name
is Stephanie. It was like an accomplishment. It was like an online accomplishment for me because I could not figure out.
That's what I love about you, Jason. Though you were always thinking about Grace.
I am. I watched 3 seasons today while I was vegging on my couch. We were predicting last week about the Avery Edwards continuation of their love affair, and apparently it's still going on. I can't sexualize her. She's not a sexual being. However, she did look amazing. Amazing at the wedding. Down hair, that weave was bomb.
Right.
But now that she's back, back in doctor form, she's not attractive. She's kind of like she walks. I don't know. Meredith and her have this like manly walk. Meredith and Britney Spears have like a manly walk that's just like,
it's a woman on
Britney
a mission.
Spears.
Yeah. Britney Spears has a waddle.
I was getting a lot of love on YouTube for being the only one sticking up for April.
For JP.
And Avery. But that paramedic tonight may have just sold me on those two splitting up for at least a little bit, because that paramedic being into her, stalking her for a few days, and then her finally opening her eyes and seeing somebody besides Avery.
Yes, I like
girl.
Seeing that.
Yeah. Didn't she think she was like bitter man hater beginning of the episode? She was not talking to him, and then you could tell he was like looking at her and he was like drop dead gorgeous, like breathtaking, and looking at her great teeth, and and she's just like not having it. She's like, what? She grabs the paper, talk to the hand.
Right. I'm glad. I would rather have that response than 4 weeks in a row of, I can't take the paper from you. I just want to kiss you.
Yeah. Yes. No, it's like it didn't even faze her. Yes. She wasn't even in that mindset. She was all business.
Oh, so wait. This is something important we need to establish. How do you feel about April and Avery? Because week after week, I'm the only one defending them.
The new addition to the group. Yes. How do you feel? Are you pro J-April?
No, wait. We got to talk. We got to name one of the doctors on the show.
Dr. Kepner. Kepner and Avery. Avery is, Jackson Avery.
I don't like it.
Why?
No.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I don't.
I'm the only one. See, it's okay. Me and several people out there.
I don't.
Am I right, ladies?
But you know what? I like April. Like I said last week, she kind of came into this new space that she was very womanly in. April was the annoying girl, was the annoying intern with the grating voice for 3 seasons. You're like, ugh. She got Derek shot. You know, she was just like, you know, her hair was all a mess. She loved pigs. And then she
loved pigs.
Well, because when Reed got shot, she said she lived on the farm and that pigs bleed and she loved
pigs.
Remember
when we saw her on the farm that went
right with the she had Babe. She had Babe with her.
Bandana.
And well, I like them separately.
Exactly.
I wasn't a fan of their relationship just because I felt that at every turn she kept, you know, like putting it down and making excuses and, you know, out loud just feeling bad about it and making him feel bad, and it was just a very negative thing surrounding that relationship, and that's really what I didn't like about it. I like her now. She seems more confident. I think that relationship was good for her character, just to kind of make her more of a woman comfortable in her with herself, and I think that's gonna lead to this new kind of little banter with the paramedic, which could be really good for her.
One of our afterbuzzers says it best when they were like, I honestly think that they are the end game. They might not be together now, not even this season, but they're going to be together at the conclusion.
It could be.
That's
could
what
be.
They said. Sort of like how Mark and Lexi, they were each other's end game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. But no,
tell
I know.
Death to us, well,
seriously.
Aww.
Lexi, I love you. I love you. But back to April really being, she's just tonight, again, more womanly, more in control, not so frenetic, very, very in command, and knew what was up. I like that
I like
kept her.
That.
I think she's coming to her own. She looks great too. I'm all about an aesthetic. You know, I like over. over the seasons, everyone's getting more beautiful, mm-hmm. and the men are looking more dapper, and just, you know, everything. I think that's good. So April with the new hair color,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you know, she's just more into her own.
And people
I
who
that.
Are hyper organized like that, she was really in her zone to take mm-hmm. care of the pit.
Yeah, she was cool, calm, collected.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Stay that way.
Yeah, she was a really good leader in this episode.
Yes. For her, for the mistress.
She yeah. wins the teacher of the night.
Yeah.
Because but, Meredith, no.
Yeah.
No, but even when she was, you know, the chief resident, she could never really, like, take charge and
true,
command
yeah.
the gang. And
right.
I felt like this was her time to show that she did have it in her. And that was one of the things that they saw to give her that position in the first place. But she just wasn't really ready for it. But
who's
now,
chief
I
resident
think,
now?
Did we even do that?
They haven't been chief resident since last season.
Because now they're fellows, so like
they're not all fellows. Some of them.
No, but like I don't think they've kind of gotten into that yet.
By the way, I have two friends my age who are doctors, and I asked them about the whole fellow process. There's mm-hmm. about 7 different types of medicines that you have to study. You have to go through fellow to study that specific type of medicine. Like if you want to be a specialist in cardio mm-hmm. or. You know, pediatrics.
Well, that's what they're all doing now, right?
But there's a couple of them on this show. I think Meredith did not choose a fellow.
She's a general.
Yeah,
she's
a general. Yeah, so mm-hmm. you could go one way or the other. You're either an attendee or you're a fellow. If you're an attendee, you're good to go. If you're a fellow, you have further practice.
Right. Well, I actually got flamed on YouTube for calling them attendings before they weren't. One of our YouTube fans was like, "Carter, they're fellows. Get it together." And I was like, and my retort, I wanted to retort, look, they're wearing the navy blue scrubs. They're attendings. But you're right. They are
We're
fellows.
Like, they're not interns. Whatever.
Yeah. They're
past
either
that. The interns or the chief or the ex-chief.
The navy blue scrubs,
get over it.
Scrubs say it all.
Or the paramedic.
Tonight we saw the arrival of another person, but before we touch on that, iTunes, wonderful place. I shop there all the time. Go there, tell a friend, rate us. We love hearing from you guys. We like if there's something about Grey's that we're missing that we don't know, that we're clueless about, please clue us in. Rate us 5 stars. Let us know how you feel about this show and all kinds of other AfterBuzz shows, not just Grey's. There's so many that we have here at AfterBuzz TV. Rate us, tell a friend. We love you. That's how we roll here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
Excuse me. I have to clear my throat because... Tonight, I mean, a girl came in that just...
She was throwing elbows.
She blew in like a hurricane.
She
Katrina
was like a
had nothing
tiny
on
little,
her.
No. Tiny little shop wrecking
the physician advisor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Efficiency consultant.
Alana Cahill.
Which is basically known as Ruin Everything Lady.
She is there to cut budgets, cut costs. And, you know,
well, I mean, because I guess they're not declaring bankruptcy.
Well, yeah, there's a positive there with mm-hmm. her mm-hmm. as far as her purpose, but her, right. her whole demeanor. I mean, they, at the beginning of the episode, they're looking for her. They're saying she should have been here. She had been in the ER on a bed pretending to be a patient.
To have shortness of breath.
Right. Yes. So to see how fast it took for someone to attend to her. Sneaky, snarky.
Mm-hmm.
How
yep.
dare you? Mm-hmm. And from there, she starts making assessments on how the hospital's being run. And she's basically... She's Christina Yang times 10. Black and white. No stone unturned. And there is a history there with her and Weber. And she has a history of being a surgeon, but she's no longer a surgeon. They really didn't touch on that
She
tonight.
Studied under Weber. And we know that that is coming back because she has it out for him.
Mm-hmm. Very cold to him. He seems to think that have a different relationship than apparently what she thinks. I don't mm-hmm. think they're on the same wave. I mean, he wanted to have coffee, catch up.
Right.
From his point of view, it seemed that they were friendly.
Right.
But clearly from her side, she wants nothing to do with it. She's busy.
Off at him.
She's not having it.
It was a comment that he made that she said, "I will never forget."
But why? Mm-hmm. Like whenever she said what the comment was, it wasn't directed towards her. It wasn't derogatory.
Right. She's bitter about something. And Kelly, you called it because she did clock Weber on his lack his lack of surgical time. And Kelly, last week you're like, does this dude ever work?
Right.
Like who gets to walk around the hospital all day mad? You know? I'm not doing a surgery today. I'm mad at the world. Adele just died.
No, he gets to go play in his, you know, keepsake room.
I have a secret cave of body parts.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the chief, but I'm not. lot. But yeah.
Now, with this new efficiency advisor, it's coming back to bite him because she called it out. He's the one that clocked the least amount of OR hours. Mm-hmm. So it's like dropping dead weight. You're not going to work.
Well, the big bombshell of the evening, they're all in the conference room, and the efficiency consultant says that after doing all of her research and studying the hospital top to bottom, she thinks they should cut their ER.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like,
money.
We're a level one trauma center. Mm-hmm. You cannot do that. Out of nowhere, Bailey.
Well, Derek is, you know, saying, you know, we can't do it. You got to think about it this way. Bailey cuts him off and is like, well, do you have any other suggestions? Because not all of us have millions of dollars waiting for us.
Where do you think that came from?
Hate?
Yeah, was that
yeah.
shade? What did she throw that? Shade?
She threw some shade.
Well, I think it was fear. Because think about it. Everybody, the hospital shuts down and they lose their jobs. I mean, not that they can't, you know, their doctors, mm-hmm. obviously, they could go other places. She just got married.
Has Tucker.
You know, has all of these things. It's scary. This has been her life for so long.
Look at what they went through to get the money.
That right, but she's not like, even thinking about exactly. it like that. All she's thinking about is that you know, cushion for mm-hmm. them. And I think it's a little bit of resentment. You're the reason why we're even having to deal with right. this because they have to pay you all right. these millions of dollars.
And it was the way, it was the vitriol and the way she came out mm-hmm. and yes. said it that. Because Bailey's never been, I mean, she's been one to attack, but not in a, like, well, check this out, homie. Mm-hmm. This is what you about. Like, especially to Derek. Because Derek's, you know, people have so much respect for him and his right. hair. And you know, and
his working hand right. now. 23-hour yes. surgery. And,
yes.
Right. I mean, 23-hour surgery. And then, and, you know, sorry. Jeez,
I'm
hanging.
I'm trying to pick up this other hand. Oh,
I thought you were doing a yes, sir. Hallelujah. You know, and guys, the age old question is.
I hope the camera angle wasn't on me.
I'm sorry, Jules. I'll leave one next week. The age old question is, where was Zola?
We never see Zola or the other one, Sophia,
or Tucker.
Yeah,
I don't even know how
dude,
old he is.
They're like they're 15 now. They're kicking it.
But they're all hanging out together.
But Bailey did come for Derek and said, "Listen, why don't you zip it? Because I'm, you know, not sitting on 15 mil. You're sitting on 15 mil. What's going to happen?" And it made sense. You know, she said the ER really, you guys we're hemorrhaging resources here because you're having an intern perform all this test for something that a general physician could do, not
well,
a surgeon.
Well, also, it made a lot of sense whenever she said most of the people in the ER belong in a general practitioner's
right.
office.
Right, which, you know.
And she's like, they're underinsured. They need to be seeing a family physician. It made a little sense.
Right.
I mean, why can't, if that happens, why can't they all go to the clinic instead?
Yeah, where is that clinic?
What happened to the clinic?
The $8 million Dane DeCar.
They never even referenced the clinic anymore.
Did the clinic close?
No, it didn't. But I was so mad at Izzy for giving away $8 million. I mean, jeez. You know what I could do with $8 million? I mean, we know you're mad that Denny died because you had your hand in that. That's why he came back for you when you had cancer. But $8 million, girl, really? I mean, that's a new car for me.
Well, hey, now they're going to need, you know, now these patients are going to need it if they you're can't right. go to the ER. They're going to have to go to the clinic.
Jason, you have no concept of how many cars $8 million
No, I know.
Yeah, new I was car for say, me, that's bro. Like a new car, like.
But I was thinking about, I know, but amongst other things.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
know?
That is it. A new car for me.
That's
Jason.
A new car for me.
But what do you guys think about this efficiency coordinator, what's her name, Alana?
Alana Cahill. Obviously, we all hate her. She's gunning for the chief in his moment of grief. She's trying to get rid of the ER, which that's exciting enough to have an entire series on we saw before.
That's true.
Yeah,
but it made a little sense. It made a little sense, but it's not. It obviously won't happen.
She, Constance Zimmer is who plays Alana Cahill on Grey's Anatomy this season, and she's going to be on for a couple more episodes as well. So we haven't seen the last of her, and I'm intrigued. I want to see why she has it out for the chief, man.
I definitely want to get into her backstory for sure because she's pretty. It's kind of like she's doing things on purpose just to get...
Spiteful.
Yeah, right. But that's the word I was looking for, spiteful. And it's just ugly.
Right.
And the way she came in and just, you know, when she bust into Derek's, you know, ER, and I like that he told her, you know, if you're not surgically necessary, you're not welcome.
You're not
invited. She was chill about Arizona, though.
A little bit, but at first she was like, what's wrong with her?
Because Owen had to put the smack down.
Mm-hmm.
She probably would have went all postal if Owen wasn't there to be like, look, woman, calm it down, have several seats.
Yeah. Something I did think was cool was that she said the Africa program was safe.
Right.
Good from the PR standpoint. I love how attached the characters are to the Africa program. Karev and now Christina giving her monologue. I will never. They.
Which, they, you know, for selfish reasons, but
know,
whatever,
right?
The kids still get treated.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the kids still get the best treatment possible.
Yay, for sure, for sure. They.
It's for the children.
Oh, such perfect Christina.
Yeah,
love her.
I think one thing that's missing from Grey's this season, though, that doesn't sit well with me is the jaw-dropping drama. We have, it's like tonight with Alana K. Hill, it was like an itch that you wanted to scratch. It was like, this girl, like, you're intrigued. But nothing has had me like,
really? Well, I gasped last week, or the week before, when Adele died.
No, I knew that was coming.
That was jaw-dropping.
Yeah, I mean, it was jaw-dropping because the way it wasn't as jaw-dropping as the being hit by a bus or or Reed being shot in the first 5 minutes of Grey's.
You miss that stuff?
Yes.
I mean, do not how much miss more that can stuff. They do, though? Seriously, it's 9 years in.
That's when you
and
pull
you
out
know,
the big
and
guns.
What other big guns? Bombs,
they're
shootings.
They're literally slicing people in half and cutting their limbs
off. Germ warfare. There's germ warfare. There's missing bodies.
Jason,
missing people.
They are stabbing each other during surgery.
And fake prosthetic legs. No one got injured.
Jason's like, I want to see a real leg stab.
Blood was not spilled from that injury.
That was gory. I don't have to turn away from Grey's that much. I had to during that part.
No,
it was disgusting.
Oh, you're talking about when she was cutting herself.
She was just imagining what was happening to her leg.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was good. I liked it.
Making me queasy.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, in the end, all is beautiful and wonderful in Grey's Land, and everyone, tonight was a happy episode. I'm looking for my news and gossip. Where did my notes go? Oh, here they are. Haha. Sorry, AfterBuzz. I'm super organized today. There you go. All was great and wonderful in Grey's Land today. I think tonight's episode overall was great because even though there was no major drama and nothing that really was like jaw dropping, that Constance Zimmer was like, I got something for
that
you.
That was a force.
That I got something for you.
Sure.
Y'all just wait. Viewers, you just wait. Whoever, and I know people that are like that. My stepmother's like that. She's like, wait till your dad gets home.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like I say every week, something wicked this way comes. It may not be in the form of a tragic event, but people can kill them with words. You know, you can kill them with a great backstory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking this Constance Zimmer backstory can harken back to the Ellis Richard Thatcher backstory.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Right,
it's
going to
be interesting to see.
I don't think so, but maybe she knows.
Something that he did has caused her to take the path that she is on now and not be a surgeon. Like, maybe he chose somebody else. Maybe it was somebody who's even in the hospital right now who's her same age. Mm-hmm. What if her and Bailey were interns together or something
like
that?
Maybe he got drunk and tried to put his hands on her.
Don't think so.
I don't know. I didn't get that it was anything like that. I think it's more professional, more something, you know, about...
Whatever it is, she hates him and she has the power to get rid of him.
Yeah,
but when
she
a woman
really
hates
does.
You, it's usually a relationship issue, though.
Hell hath
well,
no fury.
Well, I mean, it's either it is or messing with her job. You know? Something like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
There's definitely something shady that's for sure.
And we're definitely excited to see it. I know I am.
Oh, yeah.
There you guys have it. Grey's Anatomy, Season 9, Episode 12, Walking on a Dream. Ladies, shall we do news and gossip?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah, I was really excited to do news and gossip this week. Ha! Ha! Well, it seems that the interns may or may not be sticking around. They all got contracts to be recurring series regulars for Season 9, but Shonda Rhimes has not decided if she wants to bring them back for Season 10.
I have a prediction about that.
Tina Majorino, who plays Heather, is on another show as well.
What is she on?
She is on a TNT pilot called Legends. And her like Loretta Devine, if they get cut from one job, they got a check coming from someplace else.
Exactly.
She's good, but the other one,
that chick hasn't been out of work since she was 3.
Yeah. I mean, so they might not be back, and I would be sad for them not to come back. I really think they are a wonderful, refreshing, sugary great part of Grey's Anatomy. I love them all. They're all great. They're all.
I'm super into the teacher switching around, mm-hmm. intern teacher becoming transition. I love that whole series.
It's really nice to see how everything's evolved. I love seeing Meredith and Derek in their home. You know, instead of that old house on Queen Hill in Seattle, mm-hmm. it's great.
I know, it's such a gorgeous home. I love it.
And if you were wondering who the paramedic is, it is Mr. Justin Bruning, and he was also on The Ringer. Sorry, got canceled. Great show, but he now has a recurring role, so he's definitely going to be on a couple more episodes, and will be a love interest for Kepner.
I'm glad. I
love that Grey's is. They bring great people in. Neve Campbell, Constance Zimmer, mm-hmm. Debbie Allen. They get powerful heavy hitters to make the story that much better. Because they can get a bunch of no names, but I mean they have Valerie Bertinelli coming on the show. I mean, it's just great. It's just really cool that they have these like random people. You know?
Okay, so I have a fantasy storyline. What if he is also a really good Christian?
I was gonna say the same thing.
And they go through that journey together.
Yes, I was gonna say the same thing.
That would be good.
Uh-huh. Was this ChristianMingle.com? eHarmony. eHarmony, I cannot stand you play the Natalie Cole Everlasting Love.
Stop it right now.
Oh, come on, Jason. We all want to be in love after that. I've been happily married for four years and seeing one of those commercials, I'm like, I should sign up.
On Christian Mingle?
This will be.
But it's the song that makes that commercial. That's a great song. And I'm like, ugh, how dare you?
Do you think she's going to find, you know, love with this guy?
I think that Avery's the end game, but I would like to see that happen. I would like to see
with those teeth, it's inevitable. They're going to have great love. Because teeth are awesome. Teeth are very important. Teeth are definitely very important. And there you have it, After Buzzers.
Well, we have to do predictions.
News and gossip. On to predictions.
And now, your After Buzz TV prediction.
Ashita.
Yes.
Predictions.
Last week you were so silent.
I know.
Let it out, girl.
I was getting
over
a cold, and I'm still trying to get over a cold.
But you look great.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have any predictions?
I don't.
Alrighty. I do.
I'm still trying to get over a cold. I don't have any predictions.
So last week when I watched your guys' episode, and you were talking about the interns, it hit me. What? I think several of the interns are dying.
Oh, God.
In this year's season finale.
I have a prediction. Dr. Ross is gone.
You think he's going to die?
You know what? Actually, all of the interns.
No.
Remember whenever they
had the merger with Seattle Grace Mercy West? They killed off all of them.
They killed off Reed and Charles.
I think they wrote them onto the show. I think they're killing off some.
Why would they do
definitely,
that?
Definitely the slutty new one. Tina, if she's on another show.
Oh, they're so hot, though.
I also think Stephanie, because, you know, she can't be there because he's supposed to be with
April. Technically, in television, the African-American always gets killed first. So,
Dr. Ross is gone.
I mean,
Dr. Ross is gone.
You saw. I Know What You Did Last Summer. They got rid of Mekhi Phifer quick, man.
But
they were like,
do you remember
done.
How brutally they killed off that little pixie cut?
The Reed? They shot her the first.
Oh.
It was talked about the morning as people being killed in the first 5 minutes of Grey's. It was a shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker.
I don't even think we had all settled down. No. We hadn't even gotten in our seats yet, and people were like,
I'm a surgeon. Boom.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, that was insane.
So you think they're all goners?
I don't think they're all. I think several are getting killed.
There's only four, so several would be three.
I thought there was five.
Well, no, there's. No, there's. Okay, but several's three.
I think Joe's gonna stay, for sure. And everybody else, maybe.
I don't think Edwards is going anywhere. I don't think any of them. Let's not put that out there in the universe.
That's just my prediction.
Wow, Jules. Wow. Wow. Just wow. I predict that. I called it because in the preview for next week, Meredith is having issues with her pregnancy. I predict that the pregnancy is going to be out of control. Her and Derek are going to have some issues. The baby's going to be reversed with the umbilical cord trapped around its head and its mouth.
That's so mean.
But it's Grey's. I have to go there. I go out far and I hope they pull me back.
Okay. Around the neck.
Right. I mean, stranger things have happened. They attached a dude's arm to his leg. So, I mean, stranger things happen on Grey's.
Right.
That's the only prediction I currently have thus far.
Kelly?
I don't know. I think maybe if any of the interns die, it's going to be the two we haven't seen that much, which okay. is the, you know, which is Tina and then Leah. I think it may be them, because that's one thing that I think Grey's Anatomy is very good at, is they stop showing that, you know, the people stop coming around when something bad's going to happen to them. When they're not, you know, when they're about to be gone, we see less and less
of
them.
Oh, no. Well, if that's the case, maybe Bailey. No.
You know, I would be, I mean, that would be the shocker for me if something happened to Bailey.
No.
But maybe with the stress of all this hospital stuff, and if, you know, with the money issues and things start getting, you know, going awry with everyone, and, you know, that tension, because we did talk about that the millions of dollars is going to be an issue with this, you know, possibility mm-hmm. of bankruptcy for the hospital. So maybe that causes an issue for Bailey and she takes off to go be with her husband and leaves.
Like, obviously, the characters that didn't get the 15 mil are having jealousy issues already.
That would be great to have, like, a dissension between the two and, like, to have, you know...
I do wonder how they're going to portray them, because your life, you are not the same. $15 million richer, you know?
No, I mean, how much is, you know, each life worth is really what it boils down to. You know, they literally were going to save lives and end up, you know, losing, you know, their, you know, limbs and, you know... It's so traumatic and terrible. How can you be jealous of someone for that?
Right. They're just I think they're just jealous of the 15 mil, you know?
Right. But I want to see that. So it's not really a prediction, but I want to see that play out. I want to see them get more into it and discuss it. And, okay, well, how do you really feel, Bailey? Tell me why you feel that way. I literally almost died. Couldn't do surgery again ever in my life almost. Luckily, you know, we're in this great hospital where we can do that. So why would we want to get rid of any part of this hospital, the ER or whatever? So you tell, you know, I want to hear what she has to say.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
What are your other ideas?
I predict, you know, they're not getting rid of the ER. I think the Richies will give some money back into the ER.
Yeah. And, you know, right. I had said that too, mm-hmm. that they would probably take lesser amount of money in order to help, you know, support the hospital. Right. So maybe that'll happen.
Oh, and P.S. I am so proud, because months ago I was screaming to Christina and Owen, just get a divorce. It'll make the show better. And it did.
It did. I agree.
Did. Maybe I should be a red. Oh, I'm just going to leave you hanging for the next 5 minutes.
Well, there you have it, After Buzzers. Those are our predictions, and that is our show. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, I'm Jason Carter. You can find me on Twitter at JJC Forever.
And you can find me at Kelly with an IE 079.
You can find Ashita at Ashita on Ray.
I'm Julie Parton at JULIEPARTIN. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.